the best of the best run in East Lansing, and some big numbers are put up on the volleyball court and football field. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. I'm John Ross, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. The Spartan Invitational's Spartan Elite Race was held over the weekend at Forest Acres East in East Lansing, traditionally one of the best cross-country meets of the year, and this year was no different. Heartland's Riley Ho turned in the fastest time of the day, completing the 5K in 15 minutes, 5 seconds. That means in roughly the time it takes for you to listen to This Week in High School Sports, Riley can run a mile. He is a three-time All-State runner and the defending Division I MHSAA Lower Peninsula champion. Peter Baracco of Farmington was second, 15 seconds behind Ho. On the girls' side, Ariana Olson, a junior from Holland West Ottawa, captured first. As a team, Holland West Ottawa was second overall behind Ann Arbor Pioneer. The Lower Peninsula Cross Country Finals for both boys and girls will be on November 6th at Michigan International Speedway. The Upper Peninsula Finals are October 23rd in Marquette. And for more on the cross country season, be sure to check out MHSAA.com. Game balls this week go to Grace Chizik and Samantha Dietz of the Water of Elite volleyball team. The Panthers beat Saugatuck in 5 sets, handing Saugatuck their first Southwest Athletic Conference Lakeshore Division loss in 4 years. Chizik had 53 assists in the match, while Dietz had 35 kills. Stockbridge senior Jeremy Pilch. Pilch scored 9 touchdowns in a 68-40 win over Pontiac. He had 307 yards rushing and 5 touchdowns on the ground. He had 126 yards receiving and 3 touchdowns through the air. Pilch also returned a kick 73 yards for his 9th score. And to cap it off, he rushed for 5 successful 2-point conversions and threw for another. That's 64 total points, tied for 3rd most in the state. Not bad. And to Jack Spencer for setting the Elk Rapids boys soccer school record with his 40th career shutout. The record-breaking performance came in a 2-0 win over Boyne City and puts Elk Rapids in first place atop the Lake Michigan Conference.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mistudentaid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with MHSAA Assistant Director Brent Rice.
Ever wonder why in volleyball some balls hit into obstructions remain in play while others are replayed and some end the rally? If a ball hits an obstruction over a playable area during a rally and then is played by the same team, it has the same status as any other hit. However, that isn't always the case. If the ball hitting a wall or object attached flush to the wall doesn't actually interfere with the player's legitimate effort to play the ball is dead and a loss of rally and points shall be awarded. If it does interfere with the playing of a ball, a replay is declared if the wall is less than 6 feet from the boundary. If the ball hits a suspended backboard over a playable area, a replay will be declared as long as the referee believes the ball would have remained in play. Serves that hit any obstruction are a loss of rally and point.
Thanks, Brent. You can be a referee. Just go to the MHSAA website now to register. John U. Bacon, a New York Times best-selling author, has a new book out chronicling his time as the head hockey coach at Ann Arbor Huron, his alma mater. It's titled, Let Them Lead, Unexpected Lessons in Leadership from America's Worst High School Hockey Team. Bacon played for Huron when he was in high school and later took over as coach in the late 90s and early 2000s. Prior to his arrival as coach, Huron had gone more than a year without a victory. Bacon inspired everyone on the team to be a leader and to put hard work and teamwork at the top of their list. It didn't take long before Huron was one of the state's top teams. The book looks at more than just a turnaround of record, but also what makes a leader both on and off the ice. Let Them Lead is published by Houghton Mifflin Harcourt and can be purchased online. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll see you next week.